The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and Miss Robin Franks is with us today.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. We are giving away our traditional 3 months' worth of muzzle loaders here. We're in the December, the final contest for the year, but we still got a couple of weeks to go. December has five Saturdays in it. This is number two. So next week is pre-recorded if you're just joining us. We've got Bill Miles here from the Maryland Maryland Hunting Coalition, the advocate for the Maryland Hunting Coalition. We've got Tom Slavin and Victoria Jones from Upper Bay Gun Club next week. And we're just having a fun show. You ought to listen to it. And then Victoria's going to tell us about the Sisterhood of the Outdoors. Now, I'll tell you today about it. Sisterhood of the Outdoors is having an event the first week of January at Upper Bay Gun Club. It is a all-ladies goose hunt. And Upper Bay Gun Club is going to provide the goose blinds and that type of thing. Now, this is not a freebie. This is a pay-for deal. But they're going to have some events at Cabela's and Christiana Mall. They're going to be coming in from Sisterhood of the Outdoors National Office. They're going to have loaner guns and free ammunition. For those who don't have, they're going to have seminars. So we'll give you more of that next week. But if you want to look at Sisterhood of the Outdoors, it's sisterhoodoutdoors.com. And look at the hunts that are being offered, and that's on there. If you'd like to go, you're hearing about it here first. And then we'll talk about it more detail next week, so make sure you listen. All right, let's see. We've got some phone callers on the line. We welcome your call at 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Talk a little bit about deer season and how your season is going. Today's the last day of deer firearm season in the two-week season, and then there's two more days, the 5th and 6th of January. And we fully plan on hunting those 2 days, just so you know, Robin.
Mm-hmm.
5th and 6th of January. So mm-hmm. It's a Friday and Saturday. So let's talk to Emerson in Fullerton. Good morning, Emerson.
Good morning, Alan. How are you and Robin?
Doing well. How about you?
Wonderful.
No complaints, but it's still early.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. Alan, and congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
Guys.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Okay. I called last month to get into the contest, and, well, it did not work.
You didn't win, huh?
No.
No, I'm sorry. Look, Emerson, don't feel bad. The majority of the people that called in didn't win. So
exactly. Okay. Listen, I told you last month that I had a little story,
mm-hmm.
and you were disappointed because I said I would wait till this month.
Oh, that's
right. Why don't you go right ahead and tell that story?
I will do it. Last week, you had people, a couple of phone calls come in about bald eagles.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Well, I have a bald eagle story.
Lay it on me, brother.
All righty, my friend. I was driving through Lock Raven last month.
Okay.
And nature called.
Really?
Yeah. So I pulled over, and I take a little jaunt. I'm right below the small dam.
All right.
And everything's taken care of, but I notice across the little stream there, the gunpowder, there's a 70-foot tree, dead tree, with a bald eagle sitting in it.
Okay.
And lo and behold, he didn't swoop down. He just, like, floated down. And he got a fish. But apparently, once he snagged the fish in his talons, he couldn't lift it.
Oh, wow.
So that really attracted my attention more. So I walked down towards the edge so I got a better view. Now, the water down there is extremely shallow.
Right.
And it wasn't running, really. But, so shallows and two little deep pools. And what had happened was apparently he tried to lift off with this fish, and that's when I really saw the fish. It was apparently 12, maybe 14 pounds of carp.
Oh, a big carp. Okay.
Yep. And once he realized that he couldn't lift it, he couldn't release his talons because the scales on a carp are pretty thick.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, this carp got a little irritated and decided to take the eagle for a ride.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh. Well, he took him down into the one deep pool and half-drowned him, came back up into a shallow area, hit the other pool, the other deep pool, nearly drowned him again. He turned, circled around, and came back up towards a little shallow area, and this eagle's frantically, well, he's ticked off, and he's frantically trying to get his talons out of this
right,
so he could fly. He took him back into a pool a third time. And then, after coming back up into the shallows, the eagle finally got his talons released.
Wow.
And just flew back up into the tree.
Wow.
I had never seen anything at all like that.
That is crazy.
Yes, sir, it was.
That is crazy.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad that both of them were, I don't feel so bad for the carp, but I'm glad that the eagle was able to rescue himself. We've been seeing eagles. This week, we talked about one, last time you were here, we talked about one that flew over over the Wawa in Easton.
And yeah.
Then a little further down in Dorchester County, down, where were we? We were through town. We were down towards
Vienna.
Towards Vienna, we saw one. And then I drove under one the other day on the way to, on the way up the,
Chestertown.
Yeah, I was in Chestertown. So, uh-huh. I mean, they're everywhere. They're all over the place. I mean, there was a big eagle kill-off over there that a bunch of eagles were found poisoned in Caroline County.
Oh, yeah.
Not too long ago. Yeah, if you remember that.
It's so. Like a year or more ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I never realized how many eagles we had around here until you. I mean, I just didn't. I never realized it.
We have a lot of eagles. Yep.
Alan, did they ever find out what killed the eagles?
You know, I'm not sure. I know that Fish and Wildlife Service was aggressively interviewing farmers, almost to the stage of accusing them of, putting out poison that's been banned for years. That's an interesting part of the story that went unheard, but we know that that happened.
But next year's show, I never heard anything else about it.
Right, exactly. So I don't know if it's ever been determined what happened to those eagles or not. But the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service guys were not very pleasant in dealing with the farmers in Caroline County where those eagles were found. So
I'll be darned.
You know.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Well, appreciate the call.
Okay. Congratulations again, and
thank
many
you.
Happy years.
Thank you so
All
much.
All right. Thanks, Emerson.
And thanks for putting me in the contest.
You got it, buddy. Take care.
Okay.
Good luck.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Chuck in Hampstead or Florida or wherever you might be sitting there today, buddy. Where are you? Hello, Chuck.
I'm on the rowboat in Miami.
You're in Miami? Yes, at the airport? Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Got back safe.
I'm in a rowboat.
Oh, in a rowboat in Miami.
And I'm still in, yeah.
Okay.
Still on the water.
Still on the water.
Yep.
Is it dark?
Yeah.
Is it windy?
It's light. It's coming. It's moving into the port, so there's plenty of light.
Good. Glad to hear that. You're still on the boat. Okay.
Hey. I want to thank you for pulling my name last week, Robin.
That was
Robin's deal right there. So, holy moly, Chuck! Look at those elves in that picture.
Yes.
Santa Claus and the elves. Wow. I bet Diane was tickled with that. Take that picture. So, anyway.
She wanted to take it.
Huh? She wanted to take it?
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Tickled to think that I won the muzzleloader.
Yeah.
And you already know, but I'm going to donate to the Hunting Coalition for their banquet.
That's oh, wow. Awesome. That is terrific, Chuck. That is wonderful. We appreciate that. Well, the folks at CVA sent me a notice yesterday or day before and said your muzzleloader is on its way to your place. So
that's good. As soon as it comes in, I'll get with you and I'll give it to you in physically presence.
Oh, that'd be great.
Then you can take another chance on it again.
Yeah, exactly. And you're in the contest again.
What?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, you're in the contest again.
I have to keep it this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
I just had bought one this year, so
right.
I have no problem with donating it to
I think that's
college.
Awesome.
That's terrific, man. Great. We really appreciate it. Yeah. So.
I appreciate what you do for hunters and the coalition and the PCBA in general. So.
Well. We do our best. We do our best. That's for sure. So, and what people don't understand is it goes on almost every day. Bill and I talk about things that are going on in our state regarding hunting and wildlife management and things like that. And, some of them aren't pleasant, but we have to have the conversation. We have to write the letters. We have to make the phone calls. You know, we have to do our best to get the hunter's voice heard. On different issues across the state, and we do our best to do that. So there you go, buddy. Well,
there you go. I was just going to call in and enter the contest and not say anything. But
well, the rules are you have to go on the air. So you know.
Oh no, I was going to go on the air just enter the contest. So
I got it. Well, we appreciate it.
Call in the chat. Hey. What's this about the weather getting a little snowy up there?
Yeah, well,
it's
I know you're in Miami, but, there's a storm coming up from the south, and, you know, I was trying to convince Robin to let me go hunting in the snow this afternoon, but that's not going to happen, so.
Well, I didn't say you couldn't.
You didn't say I could.
No, I didn't.
You're in a tone junkie.
No, I'm leaving that up to you with all you know we have to do for this week.
See what I mean?
No, I know.
See
I'm giving you the option.
It's very conditioned. You can go hunting, but just keep in mind, you know, and then you sit there in the stand and you go, oh, man, I should have stayed home and done this and done that and done this and done that. Yeah, so.
That's right.
But that's all right.
I'll be home tonight, provided the airport stays open.
I think you're
in good shape. We left an hour early this morning.
I just got that text from Preston saying they're still Channel 13 still calling for 4 to 6 for us over there.
Okay, good. So. Good. Well, we'll see what happens. So far, no good. But you know, who knows what'll happen? So,
hey, if I don't talk to you next week, you and Robin have a tremendous day.
Well, thank you very
much. Thank you so
much. We plan on it, and
we'll probably be talking to you.
Well, I'm sure we will. So.
Tell Diane I said hi. I'm sitting here crocheting, thinking about her.
She's crocheting a pot holder and trying to pawn it off as ear warmers. Huh?
It's not a pot holder. It's going to be ear warmers.
Okay.
It was cold right over this morning.
I see. I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Who has square ears like that they're going
to
warm?
It goes to here, and then it flips over and wraps around your head.
So say you. Okay. Thank you, Chuck. You have a wonderful trip.
Don't try. Don't try and argue with her.
I'm not. I got that. I've been through this before, buddy. You know that. So we're all good. Tell all right. Best to Diane.
I'll talk to you.
All right. Thanks, Chuck.
All See right. You. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Safe travels home.
Yeah. See ya. There he goes. Our winner from the muzzleloader contest for November, Chuck, our buddy Chuck. So, there's our buddy Tim in Kearney. Is he ready to go? Good morning, Tim. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
I'd like to throw a little curveball to the hunting going on conversation.
Sure, why not?
Hey, you know, I know you have a love for doing the hickory shad fishing.
I like that, yeah.
Deer Creek. As much as we like the fishing, my question is, what happens to the young of the year? Where do they go to stay safe and not get eaten? And, you know, what's sort of their habitat as they grow to maturity?
Which young of the year are you talking about?
The shad young of the year. After they're spawned out, where do they go? Where do they hang out, you know, to survive?
Well, that's a question for our buddy down in Easton. That's a question for Dale, if you're listening, Dale, because Dale's the guy. I mean, he was a shad guy.
So. Yeah, I mean, where, like, up on the Susquehanna, when they're spawned up in the freshwater part,
mm-hmm.
first down into the flats and getting the grass or, you know, and the same for where, you know, Eastern Shore, there's a run of it. And Gunpowder River, too, there's a shad run. So where do those young of the year
go? Where do the young of the year go? Where do the fry go to survive? Interesting.
We'll find out.
I don't know the answer to that, Tim.
Yeah, well, you know, the picture I sent you last week is sort of the reason why I called.
Of course.
Yeah, if you're a fisherman and you're using a shad-colored lure, do I want to throw it under a pier? Do I want to throw it around grass? Do I want to throw it around rock?
Well, I think a shad-colored lure kind of imitates just about any kind of bait fish that's out there, you know, whether it's a silver side or a minnow or something, you know, anything.
Right.
You know, I mean, they're all kind of the same color. Now, you're talking about, you know, a shad as in a like a gizzard shad or something like that, or not a hickory shad, but more like a freshwater shad.
Right. Right, yeah.
You know, those are spread throughout the lake systems in the south and that type of thing. They're major forage fish and there's even shad in Lake Raystown. I think they're called threadfin shad rather than gizzard, right. Gizzard shad, threadfin. And I think that those fish don't get more than about 5 or 6 inches long.
Right.
So
I believe the gizzard shad we have here in the tidal waters, they also have a little thread hanging off the top of their dorsal.
They probably do, but they're not like the thread.
We caught one about 3 or 4 pounds 1 year back. early 2000s.
Well, that's what the cat fishermen use. They'll use a half of a, they call mud shad, gizzard
right,
shad.
Yep.
They'll use a half of one of those for what? Wait a minute. Did you put that up there?
What?
Chris has the answer. He's cracking himself up in there. He said the young hang out at a sandbar.
Okay.
There you go. Nice.
That one in Ocean City where you go out and drink and lay in the sand.
Yeah. You've been there? I've never been there.
I have.
You frequented the place?
Not frequent, but I've been there.
All right. Got it. Anyway. We have wandered too far afield there, Tim. I'm sorry.
This is true. Maybe if Dale's listening, he can give an answer to that.
Where do the young of the year shad go to protect themselves?
If we don't have an answer this week, we'll have one 2 weeks from today.
That's right.
You got it. I appreciate it. And you all have a wonderful nuptial event next weekend, and we look forward to getting you back 2 weeks from now.
You got it. You think she'll let me fish up there?
Yeah, because I'll go with that.
If you've got two fishing rods and her shoulders feeling better, sure.
There you go. All right, brother. Thank you, Tim.
Right. See you, Tim.
See you. Tackle Box, Tim. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. We got to take a break, don't we? Let's take a break. Let me tell you, folks, about the Great American Outdoor Show. That's coming February 3rd through the 11th to the PA Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Tickets are now on sale at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. The Great American Outdoor Show is the world's largest outdoor show. It's a 9-day event. celebrating hunting, fishing, and the outdoor traditions. The show features over 1,100 exhibitors ranging from shooting manufacturers to outfitters to fishing boats and RVs and archery and more, covering 650,000 square feet of exhibit hall space. Its jam-packed schedule includes country concerts, archery competitions, celebrity appearances, seminars, demonstrations, and much more. That's right. Visit greatamericanoutdoorshow.org for details and to buy your tickets now. Keep the season alive. Keep the season alive at the Great American Outdoor Show. Crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good times? The Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 35 years, specializing in local Maryland crabs and oysters, and they own the famous Chesapeake Landing Restaurant in St. Michael's. They're now bringing the best of the Eastern Shore across the bridge to Baltimore. Good Times Crab House, located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18, headed west, is now open to serve you the freshest Maryland crabs, local oysters, fresh-picked crab meat, Gulf shrimp, a variety of fresh fish, and Alaskan snow crab legs. Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast catering for your large events. Look for Good Times on Facebook for daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187. Good Times and good crabs and seafood. It's Good Times Crab House. Call 443-657-7187. Okay, you waterfowl hunters, I want to talk to you about the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers, and that's Chesapeake Outdoors. They have got the largest selection of waterfowl calls in the area, all major brands. Decoys and steel shot and plenty of gear and lots of camo. Camo clothing by Bandit and Under Armour. They carry the Yeti coolers and tumblers, the Yeti bags and all that good stuff, the new stuff from Yeti, you've got it right there at Chesapeake Outdoors. Now, when you're successful, you bag your ducks and your geese, make sure you take them there to be picked. They'll pluck them, they'll breast them, they'll do whatever you want to take care of cleaning your waterfowl for you at Chesapeake Outdoors. Now, they're located on Route 50 East, exit 39B on Ken Island. That's Dominion Road. 39B, is Dominion Road, right off Route 50, headed east, if you want to do that. Now, if you want to, come in the back way, just get in on Route 18 and head towards the Bay Bridge, and you'll find them there on the right-hand side. Crossbows. If you're looking for a new crossbow for Christmas for that special person, Robin, the brand-new Raven crossbow is available right there at Chesapeake Outdoors. They also carry Barnett and Mission and 10-Point and Carbon Express and Excalibur and Matthews compound bows for sure. They'll custom cut your arrows, do bow tuning and accessories, too. Muzzle loaders by CVA, our buddies, and Thompson Center as well. Camo firearms, Remington, Choppa, Escort, and others. You got to check it all out right there at Chesapeake Outdoors. Dominion Road, exit 39B, right on Ken Island, 410-604-2500, 604-2500. Don't forget, they do waterfowl picking, too. I think I said that. Chesapeake Outdoors, 604-2500. Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge serves not only a great breakfast from 6 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, but has some of the most delicious fresh-baked donuts, pastries, cookies, and breads on the Eastern Shore. I don't go through the fast food drive-thru when I'm on Route 50 heading to the deer stand or the duck blind. I'm patient, but my mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or two and a fresh cup of Rise Up coffee. I just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery. And from 11 to 2, you can grab a tasty lunch, too. Dave and Gina Levy, your host, are trained chefs and strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery is located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think big donut or call 410-228-9111. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery, and be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see me and Robin there. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a battery warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the battery warehouse near you. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W. Tire and Auto.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Holson Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
My freedom, I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too, try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling, I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes' pictures on the wall, I'll keep my family safe. You bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8, keep my friends the same, keep the government out of my business, and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell.
I'll keep my guns, and I'll keep my values, that's for sure. Hey, speaking of some nice guns, here's a couple. The X-Bolt Hell's Canyon Speed from Browning. It comes in ATAX AU, Arid Urban Camo, with a DuraTouch finish, composite stock, a Cerakote fluted sporter barrel with a threaded muzzle brake, detachable rotary magazine, short throw bolt, adjustable trigger, bolt action, and select calibers from the folks at Browning. It's a gorgeous firearm, especially that kind of green-finished Cerakote on the barrel. And for my favorite shotgun, the A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balance, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. In Mossy Oak Shadow Grass Blaze, the DuraTouch Camo. Fiber optic front sight, humpback receiver, ergonomically balanced, recoil-operated kinematic drive, autoloader shotgun. 100,000 rounds or a 5-year guarantee. It's the A5 from Browning. Browning firearms, rifles, shotguns, and handguns, and Browning ammunition, all available at Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer. Been there 60 years. Give them a call, 410-242-6108, or stop by at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. Let's go.
Wait a minute.
What?
I want to tell you one thing.
What?
In case my Secret Santa elf is listening,
uh-huh.
Your present is done.
Yeah.
It has been now, as of yesterday, delivered to the Secret residence that he and I took care of it for. So you can stop hinting.
Stop hinting what?
Hinting you want a crossbow.
I didn't say I wanted a crossbow.
Hint, hint.
No, I didn't say I wanted one. I want a Raven crossbow, eventually.
Not this year.
No. I'll get my 308, too, one of these days. Uncle Dale How are you?
You
took the bait.
You're just as good as one of the hickory shad I caught.
Alan, I have to apologize. I was predisposed.
Oh.
And I was coming out from one room to another, not to elaborate, and I just happened to catch the end of the conversation.
Oh. Well, the question was, where did the fry go? Where did the spawn, little spawn shad go?
Alan, what they'll do is they'll hang in the rivers and the estuaries. They'll slowly work their way down. They're still in the shallow water until they get to a certain size, and then they'll work out into the deeper water, again, depending on water temperature and photo period, and they'll eventually leave. What's interesting is that when we used to do our surveys, we would catch them in the shallow areas, except for hickory shad. For some reason, the hickory shad are a little different, and that may be why their numbers are a little bit stronger right now. They will tend to hang in a little deeper water.
Ah.
So whenever we would catch young of the year hickory shad, or when the striped bass people find them, that's usually a pretty good sign that there's a stronger year class. But they will hang in the estuary in the shallow areas and slowly work their way out. They're long gone by now, but they're, you know, they'll hang in their schools, and then they'll work their way out. So they're probably out. Right now, they're probably maybe, probably 6-8 inches long right now. They grow fairly fast.
Mm-hmm.
And they're out in the ocean with the big boys now.
Oh, the big boys. I got it. Yeah. Well, everything eats everything out there in nature. That's for sure.
It's a dog-eat-dog world.
And there's a name for that, and I can never remember it when I want to, but it means that the prey species produce far more offspring than the predator species.
Oh, yes.
And I can't remember the name of that right now, but
numbers are.
But there's less wolves.
Numbers are high to begin with, but
there's less wolves than there are deer, for example. There's more rabbits than there are coyotes and foxes and that type of thing. I get it. Yeah. Okay.
So I don't know. I don't know what the striped bass people found this year. It's a pretty good indication of what size the year classes are, even for shad and herring.
Sure.
So,
tell us about while we got you for a minute. Tell us about these big 50-inch rockfish we're hearing about in the bay.
I'm telling you what, I saw the picture in the paper on Sunday and couldn't believe it. Evidently, that some of the people will tend to theorize that some of those big fish are coming down the coast. And will actually come through the C&D canal, Alan, and work their way down. And
possible.
That would be a good question for Harry
when you get
him on in the spring.
Right.
So they're chasing bait, Alan, is what they're doing.
Oh,
they're
chasing, of course.
Bait. Yep. So, I mean, they wouldn't come. Right now they're feeding. I mean, they're putting it on.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a distinct possibility.
Well, we've had discussions about the Virginia fishery and the North Carolina fishery this time of year. That
exactly,
you know,
and that's not to say too, Alan, that there's not a big fish or two that will hang in the bay. I assume that fish I saw the picture of was a female, but it could be a big male.
Never know. Yep.
So it's we don't know.
Got it.
Unless that fish. Too bad that fish didn't have a tag in it. That would have been nicer because it would have answered some questions.
That's right. Yeah.
It could have because I've heard tell of big stripers being in the bay all summer long.
Yep, exactly.
Some of them don't necessarily leave, so who knows?
Not you or I, buddy. We're not down there with them.
Nope.
You know,
nope.
I've never been offered to go swim with the fishes, and I want to keep my nose clean so I don't have to.
Yeah.
All right, brother.
Alan, best.
Thank you. Robin stepped out for a minute, but what the folks need to know, Dale, is that you were there at our Robin and I very first meeting.
Yeah.
At the Double D down there in Easton. You were there.
Oh, yeah. I remember well. She came in and I saw a smile on your face.
Yeah, exactly.
I saw a big smile on your face.
I'm still smiling, buddy.
I know it.
All right.
Very best.
Thank you, Dale. Appreciate that. And by the way, thank you for your contribution to the Maryland Hunting Club.
Not a problem. And remember, for the other one, when it comes closer to time.
Yep. You got it, buddy. Thank you.
Gotcha.
See you,
Alan. Thank you.
Okay. Bye bye. There's Miss Fran in Baltimore. Good morning, Fran. How are you, dear?
Well, good morning.
How are you?
I haven't stepped away for a few minutes.
Just for a second, yeah.
Well, anyway, I wanted to, I've already given congratulations.
Yes.
But what I wanted to say to you two, I said, well, you know, when you think of people getting married, you think of, well, what can I give them as a present? And I thought, well, these people have everything.
Indeed. Doubles and triples, probably.
Well, let me tell you, what I decided was this. The only present I can give is I'm going to say a prayer that whenever we go through these wedding things, we have expectations.
That is true.
Of what our lives are going to be like. So I'm going to say a prayer that all of your expectations for what this marriage is going to be like, they come true and keep you as happy as you two seem to be now.
That would be great.
Okay?
Yep.
Now, the next thing is this. You know, for you veterans and people out there that get a little depressed and down during the holidays and think that happiness is never going to come to you, I'm going to say hang in there. Give it one more day every day you wake up. Because I never thought 4 or 5 years ago that I would get excited, have passions and new interests, you know, that I've never even dreamed of. And I have changed, or my life has changed. See, life will change for you. If you just hang in there and you live, you'd be surprised the things that come to you. I've gone hunting, which was like a fantasy, I thought. And a couple days ago, I got a letter from the copyright office. My songs are mine.
Oh, wonderful.
I'm so happy. So now I got something all to look for next year, and it can happen to you people out there.
You got it right. You got it right. You never know what's around the next turn.
It's going to change.
You're not kidding.
You can believe it.
What'd you say, Robin?
You're not kidding. My life has done a 360 in the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
That means it went all the way around and came back to the same spot.
Oh, okay.
180?
No.
240?
359.
Okay.
No,
all right.
It will change, and it can change for the better.
Exactly right. Well,
all
we
right.
appreciate that.
You too. Take care.
Thanks, Fran. Talk to you
Thanks,
soon.
Thanks, Fran.
Bye-bye.
There she goes. Oliver in Timonium. Good morning, Oliver. How are you?
Hello, Alan.
Yes, sir.
And Robin.
Hi, good morning.
First, congratulations for your upcoming wedding on
Thank
the
you.
16th.
Thank you.
It just so happens that 1988, that's when you first had the radio show, December 16th, on a Friday, is when my wife and I got married up at the Children's Hospital, that Children's Museum in off of Falls Road.
And then you said, right after your wedding, hold on, there's a new radio show coming on WCBM. I got to listen to it tomorrow morning, right?
Yeah. But
well, that's too cool.
I'm so glad that you all are getting together. It's wonderful. I've enjoyed the show for all these years. That's my Saturday morning ritual, anyway.
That's
even though
nice.
I'm more of a fisherman than a hunter.
Sure. We try to mix it up. I mean, we try to mix it up.
It gets mixed up a little bit.
I have a question about a Weatherby Mark V.
Yes, yes.
It's a nice rifle that I've finally inherited somehow. I noticed that there were two sets of cartridges, 270 cartridges. One had the casing a little longer, like a half inch, than the other, but I wasn't sure, and they were all Weatherby cartridges. Either one could be used with that rifle?
I don't think so.
That's what I want.
I don't think so. You're going to want to look at the one with the 270 Weatherby, not the right. 270. Not to
well,
straight
both to... of them have 270 Weatherby on the box.
Wow.
That's what really threw me for a loop.
Do the cartridges themselves look the same, or is it just a difference in the bullet length? Do the casings look the same?
No. Well, the casings are that's the difference. The casings, the bullet itself looks exactly the same, but the casing is about a half inch longer. And I'm saying, wait a minute, that doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work.
It was the early German-built Weatherby 5 from 1949.
That's a classic, man. That's a beautiful gun. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I would take both those boxes and the firearm to a nearby gun dealer.
Actually, Clyde did a refurbishing of the gun about 7 or 8 years ago.
Okay.
Down there.
Well, Clyde's would be the place to take those cartridges and the gun and let Lawrence look at it.
Okay.
And say, Lawrence, which one of these works? Why, I don't know if I'd fire either one or the other because
well,
you know,
I haven't because of that.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I'd be getting a brand new box of 270 Weatherby Magnum, wait a minute, is one a Magnum and one is there a 270 Weatherby and a 270 Weatherby Magnum? I don't know the difference. I don't know if there is.
I'm not sure.
Let me see if I can find something here. Weatherby 270. Yeah, Weatherby 270 and a Weatherby 270 Magnum.
Hmm.
And a Weatherby 270 WSM. I guess that's the Magnum. I'm not sure. Short mag. Oh, it comes in all three. So unless you know what you actually have, whether you have the Magnum or the Weatherby 270, I don't know if I'd fire either one of those cartridges.
Yeah.
Till you figure out what you've got. What's it say on the barrel?
Right. Well, I'll have to look again.
Yeah, I'd take a look at that.
I checked the barrel. I know I checked it with the serial number, and that's how I found out that this was one of the German ones.
Right.
Before they shipped their manufacturing to Japan.
Right. Right. I gotcha.
But anyway, I just thought I'd run it by you.
Well, I appreciate that.
Show. I'll tell you, I look forward to listening to you every Saturday morning ever since the first show.
Well, thanks, all. when you were on your honeymoon, huh? Yeah, I got
it. Well, actually, I don't remember that. The 16th back in 1988 was a Friday.
Yep, I know. The 17th is when I went on the air, so there you go.
Well, actually, I missed that one because we were down in Williamsburg.
No, I would imagine you were probably otherwise, occupied.
I think that's the only show I missed, the first show.
Really?
Oh, that's cool.
Huh. Anyway, well, great.
All right, Oliver.
Congratulations again. And
thanks, buddy.
Have a great weekend, next weekend up in McHenry.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you so
Take
much.
Care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes, Oliver and Timonium. How about that? Nice fellow. Married on the same day we're getting married. What? Oh, okay. So, that was nice of Fran, you know. Our wedding present is a prayer. Isn't that nice?
That's wonderful, actually. Absolutely perfect.
Yep, indeed. So, all right, let's see. Let's talk about one of our, since we were talking about Clyde's, let's talk about Clyde's for a little bit. And then that'll take care of the last break of the day. Clyde's Sports Shop. You know, we're talking about firearms. Well, there's a couple here I want to tell you about for waterfowl in particular. And the Gold Light 10-gauge. Now, the Browning Gold has been around for a long, long time. It's a standard, proven standard for auto-loading performance. It's a gas-operated auto-loader with a 3.5-inch chamber, 10-gauge. It's a composite stock with the DuraTouch armor coating. And that just means that it's not going to rust. It's been coated with a camo pattern, Mossy Oak camo. This one comes with three standard Invector choke tubes that screw into the barrel that changes, you know, from probably improved cylinder to modified to, I would guess, full choke. But you can check that out, the Gold Light 10-gauge, if you want a supreme waterfowl gun, that's one of them. Now, if you don't want to be quite as rambunctious with the 10-gauge, there's the Maxxis. The Maxxis is an autoloader shotgun designed for waterfowl hunting perfection. 3 and 3.5-inch chambers available. It comes with what's called the new power drive gas system, and that reduces your recoil. Also comes in Mossy Oak camo and the DuraTouch armor coating. And then, I think I mentioned this last break, but I'm going to mention it again, the A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. Has what's called a kinematic recoil-operated kinematic drive, 100,000 round or 5-year guarantee for the A5, also in Mossy Oak Shadowgrass Blades DuraTouch camo. So it's the A5. There you go. Three great auto loaders for waterfowl shooting, and they're all available at your full-line Browning dealer, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway exit number 9, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108.
WCBM, Baltimore. The National Weather Service continues a winter weather advisory until 4 o'clock this afternoon. There may be snowfall totals by late today between 2 to 4 inches, and a little bit of sleet or rain may mix in with the snow at times from this morning to the afternoon as temperatures hover in the low to mid-30s. The snow will begin to taper off into this evening. The overnight low temperature will dip down to 26 degrees, and then dry weather wrapping up the weekend on Sunday. Clearing will take place with a high near 40, and then a partly cloudy Monday with a high close to 44. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers is always going to be Chesapeake Outdoors. And that is because they're located so conveniently to the highway. Route 50 East, right after you cross the bridge, exit 39B, Dominion Road, right there on the right-hand side on Kent Island. That's how you get there. Anything and everything for waterfowl. Let's start with the camo clothing. They have Under Armour, the local manufacturer, but they also have something called Banded. You want to take a look at this waterfowl-friendly design clothing, Banded clothing. They have the Yeti coolers. They got your, you know, your bag. You can carry your beverages and your lunch in and carry it into the blind and feed everybody. They've got the Yeti tumblers, and they've got the Yeti coolers as well for, you know, for bringing your catch or your kill back to camp or back to your house, that's for sure. Now, firearms and ammunition from Remington, Chiapa, and Escort, muzzleloaders and accessories from CVA and Thompson Center. And I mean, they've got muzzleloader accessories. They're big in archery, too. Matthews Solo Cam compound bows, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different brands of crossbows, including the brand new Raven, and custom cut arrows and bow tuning and all the accessories for bow hunting as well. They got all the deer stuff too for, you know, muzzleloader season, a full wall full of stuff for muzzleloader, for late muzzleloader. You know, they've got all the scents and cover scents and all that stuff as well. Now, also on waterfowl, they will pick your waterfowl. Season starts on the 15th. That's next Friday. And if you, you know, you guys limit out, you want to take your geese to be picked, or you want to breast it out, they'll do it all and give you a nice little bag of take-home meat to take home, and they'll get rid of the feathers and everything else for you. Ducks, too. Waterfowl picking in the late season, that's for sure. What else can I say? Just peek outdoors. Exit 39B, Dominion Road on Kent Island, 410-604-2500.
Crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good times? The Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 35 years, specializing in local Maryland crabs and oysters, and they own the famous Chesapeake Landing Restaurant in St. Michael's. They're now bringing the best of the Eastern Shore across the bridge to Baltimore. Good Times Crab House, located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18, headed west, is now open to serve you the freshest Maryland crabs, local oysters, fresh picked crab meat, Gulf shrimp, a variety of fresh fish, and Alaskan snow crab legs. Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast catering for your large events. Look for Good Times on Facebook for daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187. Good Times and good crabs and seafood. It's Good Times Crab House. Call 443-657-7187.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bed Liner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bed Liner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
My darling, I've hungered for your touch a long, lonely time. Time goes by so slowly, and time so much. Are you still mine? I need your love.
Willie Nelson version of Unchained Melody. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, buddy. What's up?
Good. I was just headed out to Liberty. I wanted to put my name in for the muzzle loader.
You're in it. Sounds good.
And, give a shout out to Pat Phillips. He's laying in bed watching, listening to you again on WCBM.
No, glad to hear that. Thanks, Pat.
Yep. And congratulations to you and your wife.
Okay. Well, she'll be my wife next Saturday.
About.
Well, that's good. Congratulations.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks so
appreciate
much.
Appreciate that.
Yep.
You got it.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Mike. Appreciate the call, buddy. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. 410. Well, I guess we're about done, right? Yeah, no more time for any callers. Check an email. We get nice emails from our listeners. Donna's listening up there in Deep Creek Lake up at Swallow Falls.
Awesome.
She wished us, you know, good luck. And
we'll be there Thursday.
I have a chance to see the falls again. That would be nice. And
yes.
Told her the kids were gone tubing at the resort up there.
A couple of people are. I think Maria and the kids are too.
Yeah, sounds good.
Talk to you all in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks. We'll be back live and in person. We'll be married by then, and then I won't be able to call her Miss Robin Franks anymore. She'll be Mrs. Ellis.
Yep. Oh, man.
My reality just hit
me. It just hit me in the face.
Okay, well, good.
It's all good reality.
It's all great. So, all right, folks.